been listening to Ion Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Ion Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.
It's 52 minutes after the hour. Peter Greenberg here with you as Ion Travel continues from the Civilian Hotel right here in Manhattan in New York City. You can always reach me, Peter at petergreenberg.com, with your name, phone number, question or problem. We'll solve it right here on the air. And so many of the emails I've been getting for over a year and a half concern one of the most, confusing and some might even argue misleading aspects of the travel experience, and that's travel insurance. Let's go right to the phones. I've got Mike on the phone out in L.A. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Peter. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. You emailed me with a very interesting story about your medical experience when you were traveling in Mexico. Tell me what happened.
I went down there with my adult children just before COVID hit, before the lockdown hit. And we were there for 4 days, and about midnight of the second day, I got sick. I actually thought I was having a heart attack. And I suffered through the morning and got up and said, hey, can you guys call me an ambulance? And they did, and they took me to a local hospital clinic, and they said, no, you're not having a heart attack. They thought it was pneumonia, but I didn't really have any congestion or fever or anything. There were a couple times where I threw up, and nobody could ever really determine what it was I had.
But how much was the bill?
Oh, probably a little less than 20 grand.
Yikes. Ouch. So here's the question. Did your insurance pay for it?
They paid for everything except my deductible.
You know what? That is one of the few times, that's why I wanted to talk to you on the phone, it's one of the few times I've heard of a travel medical story with insurance that actually did what it was supposed to do. And consider yourself a very lucky guy. Because keep in mind, I want everybody to listen to this, that in many cases, your personal medical insurance or your health insurance doesn't always cover you outside the continental United States. In this case, it did. And congratulations, Mike, and I hope you're feeling better.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Mike, thanks so much for this. Now I've got an email from Raymond who writes, my elderly 83-year-old mother follows you closely. She asked me to ask you a question. I am driving her from Illinois to Nova Scotia next month for a 30-day visit. What traveler insurance would you recommend? Well, here's the interesting part about this. You basically volunteered to me, Raymond, that your mom's 83 years old. There are age exclusions in a lot of medical insurance, which would make it either impossible or basically unaffordable to get a premium. So we checked, because you know I've talked about this before. It's called medical evacuation and repatriation insurance. I think everybody should have it. There are a couple of companies that I like. One's called MedJet Assist. The other one's called Travel Guard. There are others as well. But the reason why I like those two is because in their policy language, they tell you that should you get sick or injured overseas, they will pay to get you medically stabilized at that location. Then they will consult with your personal physician. After all, who knows your medical history better than your own doctor? And then if the situation warrants, they will send a medically equipped plane to fly you back to the medical facility and doctor of your choice. Very key words there in that policy. Well, I checked to see if MedJet or Travel Guard would cover your mom. And the answer is yes. They do have an age cutoff at MedJet Assist at 75 for their normal coverage. But they have another membership for people who are between the ages of 75 and 84. So your mom's in there. It's an annual membership. It's about $450 a year for an individual, about $665 a year for a member plus a spouse under the age of 75. So it's there. Now, what about, let's go beyond that, because while we checked, we decided to find out, what about somebody who's over 85? And the answer is MedJet offers that as well for about $710 a year. So it's available. And Travel Guard also has an annual plan, which is not necessarily based on age. So there's good news there. And so the answer is check out MedJet Assist, check out Travel Guard. But check out one more thing. Now, Canada's probably not going to be on this particular list, but keep in mind, there are not just age exclusions out there. There are also destination exclusions or pre-existing medical condition exclusions. So if the State Department's got a level 4 do not travel advisory out for a destination, Canada is not one of those, you might not get coverage for that either. So always buy it from a travel agent or a travel advisor who can have a conversation with you to walk you through the language so you know what's covered, and even most importantly, what's not covered. But the bottom line, Raymond, I do have good news for you. It seems to be that your mom is going to be covered for her trip to Nova Scotia, and I hope she has a great and uneventful trip. That's the key. But remember, the insurance community now is starting to pivot because there are so many complaints against them during the pandemic for not covering people for the pandemic. There are a lot of policies out there now that will actually cover you if you have to cancel because of COVID or if you get sick when you get to your destination and have to be quarantined. So check that out. Again, don't buy it online. Buy it through a third party, travel advisor, travel agent, someone like that. When we come back, more of Ion Travel from the Civilian Hotel right here in New York City in the borough of Manhattan. Right after this.
You've been listening to Ion Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Ion Travel is a CBS Audio Network production. Been listening to Ion Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Ion Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.
52 minutes after the hour, Peter Greenberg here with you as Ion Travel continues from the borough of Manhattan and the Civilian Hotel right here in New York City. You can always reach me, as you know. Just email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question or problem. We'll solve it right here on the air. Here's one from Lee who writes, "My adult grandson lives in Australia. Through his mother, my daughter, he has dual citizenship and owns a U.S. passport that expired in June of 2020. He would like to visit me this coming June of 2022, but he's not been vaccinated. Can he fly into the U.S. on his U.S. passport and fly back to Australia using his passport from that country? Thanks so much for your help." Well, I got news for you, Lee. His passport expired. All American citizens have to possess a valid passport in order to exit and then re-enter the United States. If you try to return to the U.S. with an expired passport, guess what? They're not going to let you on the plane. So, bottom line, there was a measure during the pandemic that allowed U.S. citizens who were abroad whose passports expired on or after January 1 of 2020 to come back, but that provision expired March 31st of this year. So he either has to get his U.S. passport renewed in Australia, the U.S. consulate can do that, and by the way, he really should get vaccinated no matter what. Now let's go to the phones. I've got Gail on the phone out there in Denver. Hey, Gail.
Hi, Peter. How are you tonight?
I'm okay. How can I help you?
So thanks for taking my call. You know, we have several high-end credit cards that offer different types of insurance. But when I call them, none of them offer quarantine insurance if you test positive from Canada coming into the United States. And I was listening to you on CBS this morning, and if I understood you correctly, I thought you mentioned on CBS this morning that there are insurance companies that may cover COVID quarantine. But the segment ended before you were able to mention those companies.
And so
is there any protection
yes.
we can buy?
And the answer is yes. The insurance companies have started to pivot because the marketplace is sort of requiring this. Because during the pandemic, so many people with the best of intentions bought the so-called trip cancellation and interruption insurance online, only to discover there was a clause in the contract that said we don't cover for pandemic. They had bought essentially worthless insurance. And you heard me talk about that on CBS. Well, here's what's happening. First of all, I want to go back to something else you just mentioned. You mentioned credit cards that you have that offer insurance. You have to be very, very, very careful about this. Because I'm not saying this about all credit cards, but a number of credit cards will tell you they're offering you insurance. It could be anything from accident insurance on a rental car company to health insurance to property loss insurance. And the exclusions are pretty wild. In many cases, the insurance that they're offering you, especially when it comes to health insurance or medical insurance, is what's called secondary insurance. And it's a policy, assuming you qualify for it, that only kicks in once you exhaust all the policy limits of your primary insurance. But if you don't have primary insurance, then the secondary insurance doesn't even kick in. And then again, it's essentially worthless. That's the first thing. The second thing is there are limits on those credit card policies with very, very either high deductibles or very, very low caps on the total that they're going to pay. Now, there are some insurance policies that they offer. I think American Express is one of them, that if you lose your cell phone, they'll replace it. That's a pretty good thing. I mean, I hope you don't lose your cell phone, but it's nice to know. But by and large, if you're going to buy trip cancellation and interruption insurance, or you want it that's going to cover, as you mentioned, testing positive or being quarantined, then you have to buy it as a separate policy. I don't really think you're going to get what you need from a credit card policy. Now, having said that, I said there are some companies that are turning around because they did not perform well during pandemic. One of the companies, it's the largest travel insurance company that I think of in the world, is Allianz. And by the way, you may see their policies pop up if you're making a reservation online. But once again, please don't buy the insurance online because you don't know what you're covered for. And what's worse, you don't know what you're not covered for. Go to a travel agent, go to a travel advisor, and ask them, tell me about the Allianz policy. Does it cover me? Are there any exclusions in there that would rule me out, whether they're pre-existing medical conditions or anything else? And then you'll find out how you're covered. That's just one of the policies. I think Travel Guard is also going to offer that. It's part of their policy now, so that if you have to cancel your trip because of COVID, or you get to where you're going and then you test positive and they're going to quarantine you for 10 or 14 days, they'll cover you for that as well. So there is good news on the horizon, but again, Gail, only if you follow my directions. Have a conversation. Don't just do it online.
Okay, so if I'm in Canada, I test positive, I can't get into the U.S., I'm staying in a beautiful, expensive hotel that I don't want to pay 10 days for, one of these insurances might cover all those expenses.
Yes, in theory, the answer is yes now, but you still have to have that conversation with someone who can walk you through the hieroglyphics of the policy language so that you know for sure that if that eventuality or possibility happens, you're going to get protected. Because they may actually have a cap on what they'll pay for 10 days. And if you're in a $7,000 a night suite, Gail, and I'm sorry you didn't invite me, but if you're in a $7,000 a night suite, you're probably going to exceed the limits of the policy. See what I'm saying?
Right, yeah. Not a $7,000 a night suite, but...
Yeah, but you know what? Within reason, I think you're going to find insurance now that's going to cover it, okay?
That's terrific.
You got it, Gail. I much appreciate the call. That music means we're out of time for this hour. Stick around, everybody. We got a whole lot more coming as Ion Travel returns to the Civilian Hotel in Manhattan in New York City.
Thank you.
Right, yeah, thank you. Right after this.
You've been listening to Ion Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Ion Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.